It's Thursday, May 19th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Since a mass kidnapping of schoolgirls by Boko Haram, a Muslim terrorist group, 2 years ago in Chibok, Nigeria, one of the 219 girls has returned. Nigerian hunters found 19-year-old Amina Ali Ngeki and her nursing baby wandering near the Sambisa Forest. Amina was reunited with her mother on Tuesday. Amina spoke of the remaining girls still in captivity and those who have died. Bishoy Kamil Garas, an Egyptian Coptic Christian, says he still thanks God for everything after being jailed on false charges for over 3 years. According to Christian headlines, Bishoy's case is one of about 24 defamation of religion cases filed in Egyptian courts every year. Jesus tells us, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Matthew 5:11-12. Sunday Adalaha, pastor of one of Europe's largest churches in Kiev, Ukraine, has admitted to multiple affairs with parishioners. Now, he's resisting church discipline from the Charismatic Embassy of the Blessed Kingdom of God for All Nations, according to a report from Christianity Today. The Apostle Jude warns of these leaders walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has unveiled a list of 11 possible Supreme Court justices, and he's promising to stick with this list if elected. The Susan B. Anthony pro-life organization described the list as exceptionally strong, and the National Abortion Rights Action League used the phrase, quote, "a woman's worst nightmare," unquote. Pro-life advocates in Poland organized 140 marches across their country on Sunday, according to LifeSite News. Between 200,000 and 300,000 participated in the marches, which were started 10 years ago by the Center for the Support of Family and Life Initiatives. The theme of the march this year was "Every Life is Priceless." South Carolina lawmakers outlawed the murder of an unborn child after 19 weeks of gestation. But fewer than 30 of the approximately 6,000 South Carolina abortions per year are late term, according to South Carolina public health data. Also, a personhood amendment proposal is still alive in the South Carolina Senate. For more information on the amendment, visit the website personhood.sc. Is the Methodist Church poised to split? The Methodist Conference meeting in Portland, Oregon, is considering at least 100 proposals on sexual issues confronting the church this week. No resolution as of yet. Over 100 Methodist leaders, including pastors and elders, openly declared their homosexuality at the conference. The Methodists have lost 33% of their members since 1970, with 7 million members and only 3 million attending church regularly. Mark Tooley, president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy, blames this decline on the denomination's seminaries. The World View spoke to Tooley about the decline of the United Methodist Church.
Liberal theology became predominant in United Methodism and all the mainline Protestant denominations starting early in the 20th century, taking over the seminaries and then working its way down through the ranks. And consequently, all the mainline Protestant churches began to decline in the early and mid-1960s and had declined every year in the U.S. for the last 50 years, having operating off of theologies that do not emphasize the need for conversion and repentance and transformation through Jesus Christ.
President Barack Obama appointed a man who identifies as a woman to serve on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships Advisory Council. Barbara Satan, as he's called, was formerly on the United Church of Christ's Executive Council and was instrumental in introducing transgenders as leaders in this particular American religious group. As he warns of these sinful practices, God tells the Israelites in Leviticus 20, "You shall therefore keep all my statutes, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them." A California doctor, Esther Kwok, decided to donate one of her kidneys to the son of one of her patients, Jonathan Chan. Jonathan had suffered kidney disease for over 30 years, but with the donation, Jonathan is reportedly in good health. Dr. Kwok told the Gospel Herald, "I am a Christian, and I believe that God puts us in situations where He wants us to be His instruments." And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, May 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. My thanks to the 34 listeners who stepped up to the plate and made a pledge to support The Worldview in 5 minutes. If you're not among that number, prayerfully consider becoming one of 216 final listeners we need to find to make a pledge of just $20 a month. Go to theworldview.com and click on Give. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, The Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce The Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.